Fantastic man is one Captain Ryan Lambert. He joins us now. We joined him this week. And, well, let's start off talking about the teal. Ryan, you guys are in the blind right now. What's it look like? You had shooting hours now, I guess about 20 minutes or so?
Yeah, we just got set up. First place, I wanted where we could slaughter them yesterday. I couldn't get in. It was just not high enough with that west wind. So I came to a different blind. I'm in a teal blind today. So we've seen a few pass, but nothing great yet. Yesterday by 8 o'clock they had 30. So,
wow.
Yeah, they was coming in big droves yesterday. So hopefully they'll do it again. You know, normally when they migrating in, they'll stop and feed to about 8 and then start flying.
Is that Kenley whining, I hear?
Oh yeah, she's rocking on red.
Yeah, she's on the edge waiting to go pick up them birds. Oh, they love it. They love it. Well, glad this little front system helped out. We're going to get a good closing for the teal and wrap it up. And then it'll be waiting till November for the big duck season coming on. You know, so many people get confused where you are. You're in the east zone of the state, the west zone, and you are probably the easternmost point in the state down there.
Without a doubt, I don't get it. But, you know, it comes in either 3 or 5 year increments. They can't change
the choices
zones
for the,
and limits and stuff. So we're going to have to wait. But I'm going to lobby hard for a coastal zone, that anything that's tidal needs to be in the coastal zone, to where when it's negative, we're closed.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we sure had fun doing the alligator hunt for Bayou Wild TV's Tigers in the Wild feature. We had second baseman Stephen Milam and Milam, and also we had Jared Jones, nicknamed the Bear, the first baseman for LSU. They did great hunting those gators. A little nervous, but did good.
When you're from New Mexico, you haven't seen a lot of gators, so that's why.
Especially a 10-footer, and we got two beautiful alligators, and thanks to Blimp, man, what a job he does for you, huh?
Oh, you should have seen yesterday. He had to jump in on 3 of them.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, God, it was a free fall. I had to get 6 yesterday, and I checked 15 lines and never had a 1, so I had to go hunt them, and we got our 6, but I tell you what, Blimp was rolling in the water, brother.
Well, I wish we'd have had the video camera for that. That would have been a sight.
I got some film of it. I'll send
good.
It to you. Oh,
send
my God.
It's
a nice swan dive on one.
He's just the guy for it. Well, gator season's about wrapping up. Are all your tags filled yet?
No, we still got a couple of more weeks, and I got 3 hunters coming in Monday, so I'll take care of that. And then I'll have a few, and I'll let some of the girls get them one, you know. Wood ducks. A lot of woodies and model ducks around.
Yeah, boy, we saw some of the biggest flock. You know, model ducks are usually seen in pairs or small flock. So we saw some of the biggest model duck flocks I've ever seen down there in Delacruz.
Those are families, because this habitat right here is breeding model ducks like crazy. And that's why the decline of the model duck is there, because we've lost so much habitat. But since we did that DU project right here 3 years ago, this is covered in model ducks. I mean, right here, guys on the right. Wood ducks.
Don't shoot.
Wood ducks. Again.
Well, you know, the people need to be aware you can't take model ducks even during the regular season for the first 15 days. So.
Right, right. They're really in decline. So I think we got 9 or 10 boats fishing today, 4 blinds hunting. Thank God I got all my alligators. Right here, big old flock right there, guys. That's all wood ducks. Big old flock of wood ducks.
Yeah, we saw that down there last year with you. You know, you had all the
wood
ducks.
Yeah, and you know, during the regular season, there won't be one single wood duck. We never kill a wood duck in the regular season.
No, they just
absolutely
get out of the
absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, they go back into the woods and the river swamps during the regular season.
Well, I'm saying hang around for a week anyhow, you know.
Yeah. How about the Mexican whistlers? We saw quite
a few. I haven't seen any yet.
No?
Most of them, all of Ms. Carmen's have left. You know, last full moon, they left. Yeah. She had one come the other day. She looked out the window. Oh, I got a duck. She's running out there with the corn. I said, baby, they're gone. They're gone. They'll be back in March.
Oh, you guys sure have it look good down there in Cajun Fishing Adventures, man. You do it all.
That's Lubin. She does that. But right here, guys. Take him.
Teal.
Oh, good shot.
All
Ken
right.
Bass. There you go.
She got a splash. I heard it. Good. Single bird came in.
That was pretty good.
Full single bird?
28. I got my 20.
You say couldn't shoot. Yeah, single bird come flying over the decoy. They're whacking good.
Yeah.
Ken, they're throwing him like a laser beam.
That's great. You know, the only time I got a little nervous down there on the alligator hunt is when them boys wanted to put those gators up on their shoulders. I'm thinking, oh man. I can see the headline now. You know, Stephen Milam, second baseman, shoulder injury, out for the season. You're trying to pick up a 500-pound alligator. Yeah. Those gators had to go 500 pounds plus, I'm thinking, huh? 10-foot gator?
But they was a good 350s.
They were some big gators.
I had a bunch of big ones yesterday, too. I love this.
Oh, I know you do. I know. You know, whenever we come down there, you know, me and you are old. We're getting old. Already old. But when we get down there, we like kids, man. We like kids.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's being in the marsh. You know, people say, oh, there could be some bugs. It's going to be hot. Dude, you get in this marsh in teal season, you could smell it. It's so beautiful. And the duck potatoes and the vegetation. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
I
don't know where they come from.
Yeah. I got a text in from Pinecone Joe up in the Kiln in Mississippi, and he's saying that the fall migration of the birds is ramping up, and he wanted you to confirm that. I know you had the Eco Tour, and you're out there now. Other birds, you know, for bird watches. When is the peak of that down in your area? That's a landing point for you guys.
Next full moon, everything will really blow in. Everything changes on next full moon. The birds will all start migrating in. The trout will come inside. Everything changes on this full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the tides will be different after that. So it's our time of the year.
Yes,
river's
indeed.
Low. I'm hoping the hurricane don't go in the Mississippi Valley. If it stays out there, don't not give me too much water. Shame on them poor people for saying that. But
yeah,
I've been through a lot of it. I know.
Oh,
what
yeah.
Dealing with.
Yeah, you certainly have paid the price. Well, glad
Bailey
everything's going on.
Everything.
You got teal coming in. The fishing's on. The gators are there. It's a great time at Cajun Fishing Adventures. And give people the phone number if people want to call you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. I saw something coming in low.
You are the master. You can do radio reports, call in ducks, shoot them, and work a dog all at the same time. And sometimes some customers that misbehave, you got to get on them.
I don't know. We got some. I Kenley bites for that.
All right, brother. Be good. We'll see you. Hey, I'll probably be down there tomorrow. We'll make that last teal hunt.
Just give me a call. You come tonight if you want.
All right. Sounds good.
Right.
There he is, our plastic man. Man of steel, actually. They got steel shot in those shotguns for the teal.